In a family-first decision, Nunavut Premier PJ Akigak announced he will step away from politics during the upcoming fall election. Akigak made the surprise announcement on his official government page Tuesday morning, just one day before the territory celebrated the 32nd year of Nunavut Day. "I am stepping away because this is the right moment to spend more time with my young family, time that public life often demands we set aside," Akigak said in his detailed post addressed to the people of Nunavut. Born in Grisefjord, Akigak attended Nunavut Sivuniksavut and then studied political science and Indigenous studies at the University of Ottawa, where he met his wife Parniga. Prior to entering the political arena, he was the two-term president of the Chikiktani Inuit Association, the organization that represents the rights and benefits of Chikiktani Inuit. He also held senior roles at Nunavut Tungavik Inc. and Inuit Tapariat Kanatami. At 36 years of age, he was elected as MLA in October 2021 to represent the riding of Iqaluit Niakangu. In November, he was subsequently chosen to serve as premier by the newly elected MLAs in the consensus-style government. Achieving goals. Akigak cited numerous accomplishments in his nearly 4 years at the helm of Canada's newest territory. When first elected, Akigak highlighted a magnitude of issues faced by the territory. He said the territory was in crisis and youth were crying out to be heard. He said solutions were needed for mental health and addictions issues, elder care at home, food insecurity, and affordable childcare. He called for partnerships with other governments to help build much-needed housing in the territory. He also highlighted the fisheries industry as an alternative economic opportunity for communities not benefiting from the mining industry or government jobs. In his address, he said negotiating the Historic Devolution Agreement, the National Early Childhood Agreement, the renewal of the Nunavut Agreement Implementation Contract, and the launch of Nunavut 3000 were among the achievements he felt stood out during his political term. Confidence retained. It wasn't always a smooth journey for Akigak, however, as he navigated through governing the vast territory. Dissent began growing within the legislature, with workplace culture, staff changes and transparency becoming issues of contention. In 2024, Ivalik MLA Solomon Maliki became critical of Akigak's leadership style for its lack of transparency along with what he called a growing, toxic environment, and put forth a vote of non-confidence. A resulting narrow vote of 10-8 kept Akigak in his premier's seat, however, and he responded by calling the motion a sledgehammer approach to the allegations. Akigak said he anticipates future projects that reinforce Canadian sovereignty and respond to urgent community needs will help build a strong territory and will form the backbone of a stronger, more resilient Arctic rooted in Inuit values, leading to a true partnership with Canada. Akigak emphasized the reason for his departure from politics in his address, and gave no indication in his message of where the future may lead him. "I remain deeply committed to public service and to the future of this territory, and I look forward to continuing that service in new and meaningful ways, wherever that path may lead."